आप सुन रहे हैं SBS हिंदी। अपने रेडियो पर हर शाम सुनिए हमारा कार्यक्रम। आप हमारा कार्यक्रम हमारी वेबसाइट पर और SBS मोबाइल ऐप द्वारा सुन सकते हैं। sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं।
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन, SBS ऑडियो ऐप, SBS साउथ एशियन के YouTube चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे Spotify पर। आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी।
टुडे वी ब्रिंग यू अ स्पेशल रिपोर्ट ऑन National Gallery of Victoria's Indian Community Day, which returns on Sunday, 13th October this year. It's a vibrant celebration of Victoria's large and diverse Indian community. This free event features a colourful program filled with art, food, music and dance. Today, we are joined by a special guest, a Melbourne-based artist, Bushra Hassan, who is actively involved in various art projects across the state. But she has also played a key role in the annual Indian Community Day event held at the National Gallery of Victoria. Welcome to SBS Hindi program, Bushra.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Bushra, as a visual artist, you have been involved in the Indian Community event held at the NGV in Melbourne. So you bring vibrant colours to this event, and I mean that both literally with your paint and figuratively through your creativity. Give us a sense of this event and how colourful is it going to be this year?
Oh, I think the event altogether is, by the sound of whatever I have read, it looks very, very happening. It bring a lot of colour, music, dance, food. I think whatever people can associate Indians to be, Indian culture to, like, you know, it has everything. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting day with a lot of, I'm doing a workshop, but there is heaps of other activities as well. It's a busy day.
Right. So tell us about your workshop, Bushra.
So I am trying to bring a bit of India to Australia. So I'm painting an auto rickshaw. So I've designed an auto rickshaw, and I want to educate people about what autos are and how important they are in Indian on the Indian streets. And like we all who are from India, we know everybody has seen painted and very quirky auto rickshaws, and how auto rickshaw people take pride in their vehicle, and they like to decorate it and, you know, show it off in a pride. So that's what I want to encourage the kids and the families who are participating in the workshop to do their own auto rickshaw and explain them about it,
right,
and give them references like how tuk-tuk is there, and, you know, its other name is tuk-tuk, or, you
yes,
know, like
yes,
yeah.
Yes. So you basically participated in last year's event as well, Bushra. So I wanted to ask you, what inspires you to participate in this community event?
Firstly, I was they got in touch with me, and I just found it to be very, I was touched by that, by getting recognition in that way. And it was a platform that I got to show Indian art to the community. NGV is a big, big organization, and showing the community what India is all about had inspired me, and I was excited to be part of that project last year and definitely this year.
Bushra, you've been part of similar events before, but how does this one compare? And what has been the most rewarding aspect of participating in this community event?
I think it's the number of people who turn up.
Right.
And the last year's event was beautiful. The amount of people came for the workshop and the overall celebration of India was so overwhelming. And everybody wants, every artist's dream is to be associated with NGV. Who doesn't want to?
Yes, it's an iconic place. And I think
it is.
Last year when I was there, there were a lot of people present. It was a huge crowd that attended this event.
Yes, yes. And I'm expecting more this year.
Oh,
so
nice.
Definitely, that is my, excitement to present myself and India to such a big, massive community, not just Indians, but everybody. everybody will turn up, and it's a good way to a good day to flaunt your culture. So that's what is exciting
about. Absolutely. So can you tell us about the creative process behind your work for this event?
The creative process was mostly the when they asked me about obviously I think here I am mostly known as an Indian artist. I do a lot of different forms of art, but Indian art, and which is great because it just gives me a different identity altogether. And when they wanted a bit of India for that day, a workshop, so I just thought that, you know, the truck art or anything, and I love Indian truck art. So that's yeah. what gave me thinking that, you know, like, you know, truck art is great. And it was a big, you know, it's a small paper, of course, it's a paper that they'll be doing. So I thought, you know, like, instead of drawing a truck, how about doing auto? And they loved the whole concept. And I think autos are so personal for everybody.
Exactly.
You chat with the auto rickshaws.
At auto.
Iconic every street auto. Of yeah. India, yeah. all over India, it's there. And, you know, you become kind of, you know, you hop in, hop off, and, you know, it's everywhere.
Right.
So, yeah, and yeah. I think most of the Indians can definitely associate themselves. So I thought that, you know, auto rickshaws is perfect thing to show.
Tell us, how do you see your art contributing to such community events, Bushra?
What surprised me is when I generally talk to people and educate them about, say, like, for that matter, when I was discussing my idea with my friends and who are obviously who've been always living here, born here, and they have no association with India, and they don't know what I'm talking about. And then I'd start telling them the whole story, and they just surprised that, oh, really, something like that also exists. Oh, we've heard something in Asia as well. So it was a great way to show a bit of India in an Indian culture, a community day, like something very, very authentic. Was definitely, I thought it's a fun way of reflecting a bit of more India to the community in general.
And what impact do you hope your art will have on people attending the event?
I think they will go with a bit of sense of humor and a little bit more education about India. I want to encourage people, and I will be working with them to create their own imaginary and creative design on those auto rickshaws. And, you know, so I think they will all feel very connected to India, like, you know, doing their own design and educating them about auto rickshaws and encouraging them to do it. And I think it will create a connection to India, a stronger connection and a bond for everybody.
You know, I always believe there is the art is the most important medium for bringing communities together. But I'm not an artist, so I just wanted to understand from your perspective, what do you think, is art important for bringing communities together as an artist?
I think it's a very, very important platform. I'm working right now where I am working. I'm trying to bring the communities together, and art is my way in this. So I'm doing projects where I'm getting the, any art projects, whether it's a mural, or right now I'm developing a social enterprise.
Right.
So I'm getting everybody, the community, I've just spread the word, and how many people pour in to express their desire to learn art or probably understand the art or probably just be part of my workshops. And because it's all art, like different forms, we do everything. And I think that just is a way, like, you know, how food is the way to connect with the community.
Absolutely.
Is the same way art is the way to connect the community. And it has no boundaries.
And
the best part is that.
You being an Indian artist, you bring so many different colors to your art, which are, you know, probably not known or not used. Known, definitely known, but not used here.
Yes, because mostly when I came to Australia, my first impression was that it was a very neutral and gray, and coming from, like, you know, blast of colors from India, and all my art medium had so much of color, I was like, you know, like, where are the colors? You know, why are there no colors? You know, people are wearing grays, but I love that now, of course. But I think still bringing the India is associated with a blast of happy colors, and that's what I want to bring. And when they see my art or they see be a part of my workshop, it's always very lot of fun and humor and, you know, excitement. My workshops are all about that, about, like, basically being Indian.
Right. Bushra, last question. What message do you want the audience to take away from your workshop in this event?
I art has no boundary. And art is vivid, art is abstract, and art is a way to connect. So let's get together, have fun, get educated about India. What exactly are we doing? But also let's have fun. Art is all about bringing smiles. So that I just want to make my workshop a very exciting and a happy experience for families all together, or anybody who's popping by. They just want to let go of their worries and sit down and just enjoy.
And anybody can attend your workshop at NGV?
Anybody. Yes. It's open for all. And I would encourage all. I would encourage families or elderly people or kids, everybody. It's open for all. It's a very easy and a fun-filled activity. And that's what I want to pass is, making a very, very fun event for them.
Right. Thank you so much, Bushra. And our best wishes for your upcoming workshop at NGV. Hope you get a lot of audience who can create colorful auto rickshaws there. Thank you so much for speaking to us and giving piece of information about the Indian community event.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I'm very looking forward. I hope everybody turns up.
Thank you so much.
हमसे जुड़िए जब आप चाहें SBS हिंदी पॉडकास्ट कलेक्शन SBS ऑडियो ऐप SBS साउथ एशियन के यूट्यूब चैनल या फिर थर्ड पार्टी पॉडकास्टिंग प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे स्पॉटिफाई पर आप हमें लाइव सुन सकते हैं हर शाम 5 बजे डिजिटल रेडियो टीवी चैनल 305 SBS ऑन डिमांड या फिर हमारी वेबसाइट पर भी
SBS रेडियो से डाउनलोड करने के लिए आपका धन्यवाद हमारा पूरा कार्यक्रम आप कैसे सुने इसके लिए sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाएं